Sounding who through the mirror as I might watch myself in a dream. Shook clean of border and barrier, lost or found. I don't care to understand. I'd rather wonder if she knows what she'll be the strange ghosting tenor of next. Emptying darkness like a morning sun that tracks a sleeper's eyes. The tweaked glow of an ember bossing a low night sky. By light, by now, next to light.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song there was one that I clicked away from, shouldn't have done that. last song was Ghosting by Enablers off of Output Negative Space. Before that, My Own Urine by the Jesus Lizard as it appears on the Head remaster slash reissue. And then before that, first song of the hour, first of those three, was Astronaut by Smog off of Accumulation None. And if I've got that right, that is either the first or the final track on that album, but I don't quite remember. Yeah, so three songs there, kind of quick. And this is because I'm still in this sort of semi-hiatus status where I'm not making new playlists because of a hard drive failure. Everyone who keeps anything digital, remember to back up your stuff. But yeah, this is an old playlist, radio set number 75. This is from January 2022. So as of right now, that's going on 3 years ago. And as it so happens, I think right around this time is about the fifth anniversary of me starting my show. So that's kind of cool. And it's also sort of interesting to be in this sort of semi-hiatus period, going back and reusing old playlists, because it's forcing me to, I guess, interface more directly with some of the stuff that I used to play, which is still, you know, I play Enablers, I still play Smog, or at least I was when I was making new playlists still, which is now a little while ago. But, you know, sort of these combinations, which to me, when I first record these things or first put these playlists together, tends to be very intimate for me. And, you know, I can listen to those old recordings and enjoy them quite a bit, and especially because, you know, I've kind of handpicked the music to be to my taste. But to actually have to go back and talk about them can be a bit strange. Like, I look at a combination of, like, that a Smog track next to the Jesus Lizard, and it just seems very strange. And there are these sorts of idiosyncrasies that I have to go back and deal with when I see these things. And it's interesting to have to, I don't know, face them more directly than just listening, but to have to come up with a way to talk about them. And that's why I'm sort of talking beside the music than actually about it, because I don't know what the heck was going across my mind when I decided to put those two together. This whole playlist tonight, it feels like a bit of a weird one for me. Just in terms of like the blocks of songs and what went together. Some things obviously have sense to them, but yeah, it's strange. These things always feel sort of like diary entries to me when I listen to them. Not just what I say, but like the music that I pick. So it's really interesting to go back and see something where, you know, there's so much of it that is me sort of saying something or sort of implying something through other people's work, I guess. But yeah, anyway, kind of cool that coming up on the fifth anniversary of the show here. I remember the exact date that I had my first episode, but I know it was December 2019. So yeah, kind of neat. And anyway, coming up next is going to be something from the band Link, a song called Hands and Knees off of Remembering the Fireballs, Part 8.
To dirt we are. Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and last song there was, let me make sure I get it right, At the Heart of the Terminal by No Knife off of Drunk on the Moon. Before that, Self-Centric by The Scenic Vermont off of their self-titled. Before that, Smegma by 8-Hour Credo off of their discography release. And then the first of the four, Hands and Knees by Lynk, L-Y-N-C. That's off of Remembering the Fireballs, Part 8. Yeah, cool little quartet of songs there. And I guess those are all really lo-fi. It kind of surprised me how rough they were when I was slotting the tracks into place. Yeah, at least I bunched them all together. This is another case of me not really being sure what I was going for. I think at that time I had just come across that album by No Knife, Drunk on the Moon, and was really impressed by At the Heart of the Terminal. I have a feeling this was a song that I used to listen to on repeat a lot at that brief period of time. And yeah, kind of, again, need to go back and relive these little periods of time somewhat and see what the hell was so captivating to me that I felt the need to force it onto other people like this. I was also kind of thinking about how, you know, in the modern age of where it's so easy to make a playlist, you know, where we're dealing with, well, most people through streaming, where it's so easy to put songs into whatever order you want. You're not limited by some piece of physical media. I guess in the CD age, that also would have been a thing. And I don't know what it was like when people were, you know, the in-between of when people may have been seeing more like digital files, but not quite yet switching to streaming. But yeah, seeing the sort of, I don't want to say insipid, but there's nothing particularly special about me making a playlist. It's not like I've got like special access to technology that other people don't have, or like, you know, some ability to mix a bunch of turntables together and play different tracks off different vinyls, well, not quite simultaneously, but sequentially. You know, or the idea of a mixtape, of actually needing to be able to record to a tape. And, you know, maybe that was more prolific technology of being able to, you know, record to some piece of crap cassette. Yeah, like there's much less of a barrier to entry to this sort of thing now. So it's just interesting for me to sort of reflect on that, because now the playlist, like as an idea, is like a very casual and normal thing for people. And I think it's a very common thing for people to have many of them. Yeah, so it's strange for me to reflect on this idea of like taking something that for many people is a very personal thing and then share it. Thinking about my own patterns when I'd make these things and what would make them special to me, I guess. And, you know, this sort of diary-esque component to them that I mentioned before, how they might encapsulate a period of time, or my music listening, at least, during a period of time. But, yeah. Anyway, what's coming up next is from the band Sprain off of their album As Lost Through Collision.